This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlottesville Insights. And on this radio show, we like to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web, jeffgaffney.com, or you can visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney, for any of the Twitter heads out there. That's my Twitter handle, and I send out real estate news throughout the week. So you can get your real estate fix at Jeff Gaffney on Twitter. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com, to get pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in 2014. Also, make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV, which is on every Sunday at 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning and 11:30 at night on Fox, ABC, and CBS, brought to you by our good friends over at Newsplex. And today's another big day for real estate. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a huge Sunday for real estate in Central Virginia to shop for your new home. You can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions of homes that are for sale and also our open houses today. And you can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Well, today on the show, we got a great program for you. We have Troy Yancey with us. Troy is the owner of Teal Construction, one of the area's finest builders and remodelers. And Troy is also the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. So we're going to check in with Troy on the state of the new home market in Central Virginia. We're also going to catch up on some of the great things that the Home Builders Association is up to. But first, we want to cover some of this week's real estate headlines. Three articles, sent them all out on Twitter. The first one comes from businessinsider.com. The headlines is, home improvements and mortgage refinancing are on the rise in America. Just two quick bullet points on this article. Mortgage rates fell this week to 4.33%, and that's the lowest since October. So you're starting to see some more refi activity. Also, lots of purchase activity in the market right now. And on the home improvement side, they said the outlook for Home Depot and Lowe's on the stock market looks very favorable for the rest of the year. Second article from the Wall Street Journal. Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia President Charles Plosser says, quote, fundamentals of U.S. housing market remain sound. It's a pretty good read. Again, it's on the Twitter site. He mentions two things. He's very optimistic about the rising prices. And he also said any slowdown in sales was due mostly to a restriction in supply of homes for sale. And I think that's true. I think that whole article is accurate. So check that article out on my Twitter site. Lastly, and this is something we are going to continue to monitor, from Realtor Magazine, student loans causing a housing shift, the CFPB says. CFPB stands for the New Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So in this article, they say, for the first time in more than a decade, households with student loan debt are less likely to have a mortgage than those without student loan debt. Then the other bullet point, 49% of Americans recently surveyed by the National Association of Realtors said that student loan debt is a huge obstacle to home ownership. So we're going to talk about that. It kind of relates to our show today, but we'll get back. We're going to take a break in just a second. Then we're going to chat with Troy Yancey, the owner of Teal Construction and the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate 3, 29 North Office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. With us today on the show, we have Troy Yancey, and Troy is the owner of Teal Construction, a great construction and remodeling company in Charlottesville. He's also the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. Troy, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice to be here.
Well, so there was a couple of news articles, and I want to get your take on this before I ask about your business and how things are going. First of all, interest rates dropping to the lowest level since October. That is obviously very good news in the marketplace because we were seeing interest rates rising, and I think it in some cases put the brakes on. Particularly what we're seeing in our business is the first-time home buyers seem to be a little bit hesitant so far this year. Have you seen any of that ripple effect for you?
Well, it's definitely good that the interest rates are coming down and are where they are. And I think that the pause that people put on are now starting to get up and get off the couch and go out and start making a move. And when the weather's nice, it's going to make it even better. So it's looking good.
We had a long, hard winter. And as we look at the sales data that Real Estate 3 pulls up every month, what we're seeing is the numbers for April, a very good month, and year to date, really good sales numbers. Last year in 2013, let me just kind of go over a couple of these numbers and I'll get your take on it. Last year, 2013, great year. We would love another year like 2013. So far, 2014 is tracking very similar in terms of number of sales. This year, it's down 3%, which is really, you know, kind of in that margin of error. It's almost insignificant. But as we look at this market, at Real Estate 3, we're finding that it's very different from last year. And the reason that is, last year, there was so much buying activity under 300,000. The first-time home buyers, the investors, the cash buyers that everybody's talking about, they were gobbling up. This year, those numbers are off the under 300,000. And we tend to explain that in the business because of interest rates went up. It was a long, cold winter, lots of snow. The other part that we were seeing in the marketplace is a lack of inventory under 300,000. So it was a little bit explainable. But what we're seeing, the really sweet spot of the market in these numbers is 400,000 to 900,000. Kind of the move up market is way ahead of what was going on last year. And I think you have interest rates affecting the first-time home buyer a little bit, but what we're talking about in that move-up buyer is we're starting to see jumbo mortgages coming back, and people can borrow the money. And as you said earlier, people, when there's nice weather like this weekend, there's going to be a lot of buying activity. It's hard to buy a house when there's snow on the ground.
That's right. It was a bad winter. After the winter, we had a lot of rain. And I think over the last 4 or 5 years, when the economy has been so bad, it's made it very difficult for people to want to do anything.
Right.
Just kind of nestle in and go through the storm. And now that the economy's coming back and headed in the right direction for all of us, it has definitely been a great 2013 with the sales, as you mentioned. And I can understand the lull, for lack of a better way, to have the numbers a little lower than they were last year. But I think that there was just a rush in 2013 when things started coming back, and a little bit of a lull time, but I think that'll pick back up. I've already seen it pick back up in resales with regard to home inspections and having to satisfy those to make the deal go through. And I think that things are definitely heading in the right direction.
One of the things that we talked about at the beginning of the show is that student loans is causing this housing shift. That's one of the things that we're monitoring as a company. Under $300,000, that tends to be more of a starter home, a first-time home buyer. And we like to talk about the millennials. We label them as a generation. That's young people that are 18 to 30 years old. We call those the millennials. And they're, a lot of them are coming out of college today, and they're hesitant to purchase for several reasons, one of which is this college loan debt. The other is the job market has been a little bit difficult for them coming out. So we're going to be monitoring that to see if that makes a difference. Let me go back to your role as the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. You've seen 5 years ago when the market first started to contract, and then it really contracted. A lot of the members that were in the home builders 5 years ago are no longer there. What do you think the difference is for firms that were able to survive, kind of weather the storm, and that lasted through this? What do you think is the difference from your perspective? Just wondering.
Well, those that were able to weather the storm, it wasn't easy for a lot. I'm sure there was a lot that were on the verge of not being able to weather the storm. And those that didn't, we hate to see that happen. But with the economy coming back, and our membership tumbled a bit during that 4 to 5 years, and we have slowly been getting that back in the last couple years. And 2014 looks like a very, very big positive year for our membership at Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. May is ironically our membership drive month, so we're in the middle of gaining members at this time. And we're looking forward to growing that membership, because we are the face of the building industry. And we want to do all that we can in joining with CAR in the functions that we do. AHIP, we have a wonderful partnership with Seniors Safe at Home to be able to help those elderly that need help with their homes, and definitely move forward in that aspect.
One of the things that I saw during the downturn of the market is the builders that were not able to weather the storm were ones that got way out there on their land purchases and were tend to be highly leveraged. And what ended up happening was a lot of the banks at 2008 and 2009, banks wanted, they basically did not want any land loans on their books. So they started calling these loans. And if you didn't have the cash, if you were a builder who had his cash, you know, spread in a lot of different directions, when they would call that loan, you ended up getting foreclosed on. And so we saw several builders in this area, good kind of up and coming builders, but I think probably they would say they got over leveraged in the market. And the ones that survived tended to be the builders that were very thrifty. They were really smart with their money, and they didn't get too far leveraged. And by that, you know, you're talking about, you know, companies like Craig Builders, for instance. You know, Craig Builders has been around for probably 25, 30 years, and they've kind of been through the highs and lows of the marketplace. Well, they never get too leveraged on anything. In fact, they tend to deal mostly with their own cash. And so does it surprise you how many builders ended up kind of falling out during the downturn in the marketplace?
Well, yes, it is surprising. My company, Teal Constructions, is not one that goes out and buys land and has a lot of land in stock for sale. And we deal generally with directly with homeowners and having their own land. So it was difficult to see some of the, not only the builder relationships that you had, but the friends that you had, to have to fold up and go elsewhere. Fortunately, a number of those people have moved on. They're with other companies.
Right.
So the relationships are still there,
right,
which is good. I always ask myself, you know, is my cup half full or half empty? Mm-hmm. And I always try to act like my cup is half full. So I look at it that the last 4 or 5 years, what is the positive side of it? I don't think we're going to have these builders folding up years down the road because they got over leveraged,
right,
because we've had this opportunity to look at the last 4 or 5 years.
Tell us about your company. We're going to take a break here in a second, but your company, Teal Construction, you guys have you know, gone through the great parts of the real estate market, and then you survived the downturn, and we're back in the recovery mode. Tell us about your business and kind of where your business comes from and what you tend to do.
We specialize mostly in remodeling, additions, renovations, restorations. We do build custom-built homes. Not very often. I've been in business 17 years and probably built 20 custom-built homes. So in doing mostly additions and remodeling, we deal with a lot of realtors that get a contract, have to reach out to a contractor to satisfy a home inspection report and get prices on that to get back to them so that they can be taken care of to make the deal go through.
We're talking with Troy Yancey of Teal Construction and also the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a moment. This is Charlottesville Insights. Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buchinski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Pisinski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Troy Yancey. Troy is the owner of Teal Construction, a builder and remodeler here in the Central Virginia area. He's also the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. Troy, I want to get back to home improvements because we're seeing that for a lot of our listeners today that maybe years ago they would have thought about selling their home and buying a larger home. Now what we're seeing is a lot of our listeners are saying that they will add on an addition or finish a basement. What are the most popular home improvements that you're seeing from your perspective? Because you do a lot of this.
Yes, we do. I would say most of the things we're seeing in the last couple of years have been kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels, whether it's a total gut and redo or whether it's just a facelift. There's always the infamous rotten wood outside.
That, oh, yes.
That if that doesn't get taken care of, it's going to end up costing you more down the road. So maintaining your exterior trim and siding is definitely something that needs to be done. One other thing that we're doing a lot of is just minor interior things, whether it's taking out carpet and putting in hardwoods. It's amazing the little things you can do to a home that makes you feel like you're in a new home.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about that kitchen redo that you're seeing, because we are seeing a lot of that too. Talk to us. Well, we're seeing it from a couple different perspectives. People that want to stay in their home, and like you said, they sort of fall back in love with their home once you do a little kind of fluff and buff on the home.
That's right.
But also, if you want to sell your home in today's market, if you have a dated kitchen, that's a place where you can really increase the value of your home. Tell us what people are doing. Are we talking about granite countertops and stainless steel? Is that still what's happening?
It is. There's a number of things. Of course, in the real estate market, you know, curb appeal is very important to get in the front door, first of all.
Yes.
So taking care of the exterior is the first place to start if you're looking at selling your home. Secondly, inside, making sure the paint, the walls, all looks good, that if the carpet is old, you either replace it or change it to hardwood. And there's always the big question, well, how much do I spend to sell my house? And that's always the million-dollar question.
Yes.
And we have seen that if you put up the money to make it look appealing, to make people want to come in and even come back a second time, then your house will end up selling a lot faster than your competition that has not done those things.
And for a higher price, for any of our listeners, I have not been feeding this to Troy Yancey. These are his own answers. And the reason I'm saying that is I've been harping on this for 2 years on this show. And the expression in real estate is buyers believe what they see, not what it can be. And what I mean by that is, here's the question that Troy Yancey just posed. You're meeting with somebody who wants to potentially sell their home, and the question is, should we replace the carpet that clearly needs to be replaced, or should we discount the price $5,000 and offer a carpet allowance? Folks, the carpet allowance just doesn't work. People cannot get past the old, dated, dark, dirty carpet. Replace it. I've gone through it. I've made the mistake myself, and I'm sure I'm seeing you nod your head. I'm sure you
That's
agree
right.
with that too, Troy.
100%. There's so many things that can turn people off from wanting to pursue purchasing your home. And I don't think it's a bad idea to have a home inspector come in and do a home inspection on your home before you even list the house.
Amen, brother.
For $300, $400, $500, there is a lot of things that you can take care of yourself before you get it on the market to make it more appealing outside of the carpet or what your realtor is going to tell you you need to do.
Talk to us about add-ons. Are you seeing people finishing off sunrooms or adding on rooms to the back of the house? Are you seeing any of that activity?
That is happening. Right now we have a house to take their deck, covered deck, and turn it into a Florida room.
I love
that. They want to increase the size of the house.
Yes.
And it's going to have glass all the way around it. So they're able to turn that into conditioned space, which increases the square foot of the home, but it also allows them to go to an inside part of the house but feel like you're outside with all the glass.
And don't you feel like an improvement like that, you're going to get your money. You're going to spend money. You're going to enjoy the house, but you're probably going to get almost all those dollars back when you go to sell it.
That's correct. And also a big thing that's going on right now, which has been, and it always has been, but it's really big now, is finishing off the basement.
Yes.
Or finishing off part of the basement.
Yes.
It's very economical. Your foundation's already in. Your roof's already above it. Framing is probably done. So there's not a whole lot that needs to be done to turn that unfinished basement into a man cave or into the sewing room or the kids' playroom, mm-hmm. or even a bedroom,
yes.
if you need to add a bedroom to your home. And that's very economical money to spend to be able to increase the size of your home that you will definitely get the money back in the future.
You have a great website. I've been to it. Can you give our listeners, this is Troy Yancey of Teal Construction. Can you give our listeners your website in case they want to get in touch with you to have you come out, give a bid on any of these projects that any of our listeners might be interested in?
Yes, it's very simple. It's tealconstruction.net, T-E-A-L construction.net.
Troy, one of the things we're seeing on home inspections coming in again and again, and I want your take on this, 10 years ago, everybody tested for radon. We still test for radon. Just about every single contract that comes in on a home, new or resale home, is tested for radon. Well, let me talk about that for a second. Can you install the radon mitigating systems, or do you have folks that can install the radon? If it fails a radon test, do you know how you have folks that can do that?
Yes, we do. We don't do it personally. We subcontract that out to – we have several companies we
and
work with
really
to take care of that.
It's really not the big reconstruction demolition job that it used to be. I mean, you can vent that thing right out the
right.
back.
It's not a big deal, and I already know that somewhere between $1,200 and $1,600 is what it's going to cost, is an average. Around $1,400 is an average to be able to take care of a radon issue.
The other thing that we're seeing that comes up again and again on home inspection reports is mold. And that's why your point just a second ago to get your home inspected before you put it on the market, because once a home is kind of labeled as mold, it's hard to get rid of that mold, but you can do it, and you're much better off coming to market having that problem solved. Are you seeing the mold issues as well?
All the time. As a matter of fact, in the last three weeks, I know of two houses where buyers walked away because mold was on the home inspection report.
Goodness. So there's obviously a lot of different things you can do to cure the mold. I would call Troy Yancey and Teal Construction, and I'd have you come out and just, you know, walk us through the process, what to do, because it's not really a do-it-yourself job.
It's definitely not, and you don't want to deal with that. But there's a lot of things you can do. There's so many houses that have water getting around the foundation. It's so easy to keep that moisture away from your foundation, which will decrease the chance of mold buildup.
That's right. So we're talking with Troy Yancey of Teal Construction and the president of the Blue Ridge Home Builders Association. I want to talk about this in our remaining time, this project with AHIP that you guys are involved in. Can you walk us through that again? I think it's just a fantastic program.
Yes. Blue Ridge Home Builders Association, Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, CAR, as well as AHIP, have a relationship where we are pulling money together, resources, materials, labor, all volunteer, to be able to reach out for a very, very wonderful cause. And it's the name of it is Seniors Safe at Home. We have seniors who don't have the means and don't have the ability to take care of fixing up their homes, whether it's a roof leaking, whether it is mold, whether it is bad windows. And we take time to go out and fix that need for those elderly so that they can live more comfortably.
Troy Yancey, thanks for being on the show. Everybody have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. And if you get a chance, check out tealconstruction.net. And if you have any home improvement projects that you need, contact Troy Yancey. This is Charlottesville Insights. Have an awesome Memorial Day. We'll see you next week.